Welcome to this podcast ONA News Brief for December 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex, and we've got a good bit of news to run through, so let's get to it. This past Monday was Discotech Day, and they announced a good bit of releases coming out on February 27th. Library War and Nia underscore 7, I think I'm saying that right, on Blu-ray. Urusei Yatsura, Beautiful Dreamer, on DVD and Blu-ray. And the newly licensed Cinderella Boy, a 2003 detective-themed anime based off a one-shot from Monkey Punch, the crew behind Lupin the Third, on DVD. Hentai publisher Faku has acquired Media Blaster's hardcore line Kitty Media. Kind of? It's more of a licensing deal than anything else, as Faku will be supplying digital distribution of the line's titles, while Media Blasters will still maintain physical distribution. Their press release stated that Media Blasters will, quote, coordinate and extend licensing opportunities for new content to Faku, end quote. So yeah, make of that what you will. The live-action Gintama movie is reportedly coming stateside early next year, as a company called Wellgo USA has been said to have acquired the film and will be releasing it both digitally and on disc on March 6th, per a report and confirmation by Anime News Network. And if you're wondering who Wellgo USA is, well, so is everyone. Not much is known about them, other than they have the rights to Digimon Data Squad and many martial arts and kung fu movies. And according to their LinkedIn page, they've been around since 1991. So stay tuned for developments regarding this story. You all know Ultraman, right? Well, Ultraman is getting an anime series coming in 2019. At a presentation at Tokyo Comic Con, a few details regarding the anime series were let out, in that Production IG and Sola Digital Arts will be producing the series, and Kenji Kamiyama and Shinji Aramaki will be on board as directors. Keep on the lookout for this series when the time comes for its premiere. Be the Beginning will have its premiere on Netflix on March 2nd, and judging by its preview video, it looks like a sick and twisted fun time. Also, you know who's working on the music for this show? Marty Effing Friedman, as in the guy from Peak Era Megadeth. Yeah. Animego has unveiled their next Kickstarter Blu-ray project. Hot off the heels of Riding Bean comes more Kenichi Sonoda in the form of Gunsmith Cats. This campaign is set to go live in February, so stay tuned for more details as they develop. Early Thursday morning, Funimation and Crunchyroll announced their acquisition of the upcoming Cardcaptor Sakura Clear Card anime, set to begin in January. Details are to be announced regarding a premiere date and airtime, as well as any dubcast list. We'll be sure to talk about this when we preview the winter season. My Hero Academia, Once Justice, the series' first official console video game, has been announced for 2018 on both PS4 and Nintendo Switch, with the trailers to be unveiled at Jump Festa later this month. Whether or not Bandai Namco ports this over stateside, well, they should. A lot of people would like that. Dragon Ball Super dub episodes are finally coming to Funimation Now, starting this Tuesday with the first 39 episodes. Now, this will be going up in a weird way, in 13 episode batches, will be uploaded at any given time, but they'll only go up 2 weeks after the last episode, in this upcoming case, episode 52, airs on Toonami. It's weird, but it's a good step forward. Now we just need all of Kai up for streaming. Here's a double shot of Hunter x Hunter news for you all. The manga is coming back for a bit in Weekly Shonen Jump starting on the January 29th issue, and the first Hunter x Hunter movie, Phantom Rouge, now has a date for its stateside home video release, February 13th on both DVD and Blu-ray. So, a new Bakugan anime is reportedly in the works, as Spin Master COO Ben Gadboy I think I'm saying that right, stated during a conference call that the company is looking to revive the series and franchise by, at the latest, 2019. Quote, "We are also working on several exciting TV shows in our entertainment group for 2018 and 2019, including Bakugan, which we are working hard on with our partners in both the toy line and TV show," end quote. Now, if you don't remember Bakugan, well, that's for the best. Think Duel Masters, Masters, not Monsters, meets Beyblade, meets Canada. That's Bakugan. Oh, and it aired for like 1 week on Toonami in 2008. And lastly, no, this has nothing to do with anime, but it's still interesting. There's going to be a Super Mario cereal available in stores starting on December 11th. And the cereal box has an amiibo sensor on it for goodies in Super Mario Odyssey. It's a totally pointless product, and you can bet I'm gonna get me a box or two. Thanks, Kellogg's! Before wrapping up, I just want to touch on something that carries some weight to this show in particular. On Friday, VidMe, the site that hosts the video feed for this show, announced their shutdown effective December 15th, citing an inability to compete with YouTube and Facebook, and a loss of traffic, among other concerning reasons. Right now, no plan has been set for this show to find a new video host, but I'll be weighing all of my options before reaching a conclusion over what to do next. All I can say is, stay tuned to @SurrealReso on Twitter for any updates, should they come sooner rather than later. Now we come to our choice new releases for December 5th, of which there are plenty. Clannad with Afterstory on Blu-ray, Mob Psycho 100 in a combo pack, Sailor Moon Crystal Season 3 on DVD and in a Blu-ray DVD combo pack, and Gundam Wing Endless Waltz on DVD and Blu-ray. Quick note, the premium box sets, the fancy ones for Wing and Utena, have been pushed back to December 19th. That's it for this news brief. We'll see you next week for the next one. As always, follow along in the links in the description, check out all of our other content, and most importantly, have a good day, everyone. Catch you soon.